Hey everybody, it's David Dyer. Welcome to Idioms episode 58. I'm your host, and Idioms is my dumb little podcast that makes you smarter. 5 minutes at the most. About the same time it takes to realize that somebody spilled the beans. And as the name implies, I talk about idioms. Those phrases we say in everyday conversation that seem completely out of place, yet you know exactly what they mean by the way they're being used. Good! So let's go. This is Idioms episode 58, and the idiom we're going to cover today is... between you, me, and the bedpost. You've heard it! Now, I don't know this for sure, but my agent called me and said I got some good news. J.J. Abrams called me back and said he wants to have lunch with you. So keep this between you, me, and the bedpost, but I think I'm going to be the next Darth Vader. And I'm only 5'6". Literal meaning, to have a conversation with yourself, one other person, and the piece of wood that's holding up the corner of your bed. Contextual meaning, to express to someone that you'd prefer that what you're about to tell them stay between just you two. Don't tell anybody. So let's explore the origin. We're only using one source today, and that's phrases.org.uk, because they did such a wonderful job of laying this one out, and all the others seem to be just copying them. They say that for a long time, posts have been used in all kinds of sayings to emphasize deafness or stupidity. As far back as 1617, Richard Braithwaite's solemn and jovial disputation contained the line, like posts that can neither speak nor go, when comparing the intelligence of some of his characters. Another common idiom from that time was, as deaf as a post. So you can see how badly posts were discriminated against back then. In 1753, famous British writer and art historian Horace Walpole wrote a series of letters within which he used the phrase stupid as a post multiple times to describe people he was writing about. Okay, if Horace is using the phrase over and over again, chances are he was pretty judgy. And I've always found judgy people to have some deep-seated anger from their childhood, so look. I know you've been dead for over 200 years, Horace, but lighten up. It's not their fault your folks named you Horace. There are several variants of this idiom. There's between you, me, and the bedpost, like we've said. There's between you, me, and the gatepost. And there's between you, me, and the fence post. What's the origin behind all the different flavors? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with where you're telling your secret. If you're out by the front of your property talking to a neighbor, maybe you use gatepost. If you're discussing crop yields with a farmer next door, maybe you're using fence post. And if you're discussing something that happened in an intimate setting, like maybe something that exposes a lack of endurance, you know what I mean? Maybe you use bedpost. Whatever the usage is, we still use this phrase or versions of this phrase to express our desire to have something kept secret. And from my personal experience, posts of any type are anything but stupid or silent. My secrets seem to spread like wildfire, which leads me to believe that posts talk. A lot. Don't trust them, and don't take your eyes off of them. We love to gossip. People love to spread stories. That's why social media is so popular. We can now sit in our pajamas and not shower for days on end, yet still tap into everyone's dirty little secrets. You ever tell someone a secret and ask them not to tell anyone? It's like closing the lid on a pressure cooker that's about to blow. We just can't do it. And once you tell that secret, isn't it such a relief? You're like, oh my God, that felt so good. I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but man, am I glad I did. Here's some advice. Between you, me, and the bedpost, lock yourself in a room and don't tell anybody anything. So that's it. Episode 58 of Idioms is complete. And when I was a kid, I once told my neighbor Steve to keep my love for our other neighbor, Missy, a secret. He couldn't do it. Wrapped him upside the melon with my spelling book for that. I'm your host, David Dyer. Thanks for listening. Check back for new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But until then, I'll catch you on the flip side.